Good morning, everybody. It's Teresa from Sojourn Retreat House. It is Monday, the 6th of June, 2022, and today's devotional is titled Seek Him. What has happened to our time? Everywhere I look, people, young and old, are so worn out that they are close to breaking point. School kids get so much homework that they no longer play. Employees are doing the work of more than one person because companies are not replacing staff that have left. And any of those who are self-employed are working ridiculous hours to keep their businesses afloat. All of these scenarios are taking their toll on our health and our relationships. And then I find that any of our free time is then filled with so much that distracts us, like social media, TV, gaming, that it's no wonder we feel as overwhelmed and lost as we do. It's in these times that it's so easy to quote God's word, and in fact, I caught myself doing exactly that this week. And you know them. The verses are Matthew 6 verse 33, which says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." And then there's Isaiah 23 verse 3, which says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you." And I can list a whole lot more. But then I was faced with the reality. What does this look like when what you are currently tied up doing is your very existence? I remember when I had my business right in the beginning, used to work up to 16 hours a day. What if you're working 16 to 20 hours a day to keep your business going so that you can pay yourself and your staff? And it's a vicious circle because you can't hire any more people because you just can't afford it because your business is struggling. And then you're so tired that you can't cut off any more rest time, your sleep. So how does one practically find time to be with God when your scenario reads like that? I think the biggest mistake we make is to think that we have to spend huge chunks of our day sitting in God's presence. And although time like that is more precious than I have words to describe, the reality is that it's not always possible. But when we realize that God created us for relationship and not to do a prerequisite list of things, then we can know that the Holy Spirit is with us. He sent us the Holy Spirit so that we could be in his presence all day. I read a little booklet once, and it was titled The Practice of the Presence of God, and it was written by Brother Lawrence. And he describes how he was able to find God in his everyday life, how he was able to be in God's presence while doing his duties, one of which was washing dishes. Isn't that remarkable? You know, I believe that it's more of a heart issue than it is a formula to follow. Remember when you first fell in love? How you wanted to spend every waking moment with the person that you found. It would have been impossible at that moment to give up school or possibly your job to do and to be with that person every waking moment. But I guarantee you that you spoke to them often during the day and you knew them in all your decisions, and every single chance that you had, you would try and see them. I think that's what God's looking for, yeah. You know, if you look in the dictionary, the word seek is described as attempting to find something. And there's another one, it says attempting to, or it's an attempt or a desire to obtain or achieve something. And I believe that God's wanting us to achieve exactly that. He's wanting us to find him in our everyday life. Conversely, if you look at the situation I was describing earlier, when you met somebody and you fell in love with them, if you look at older couples, they're able to be in each other's presence and not speak at all. They find that presence with each other enough. Now imagine if I was to say to you, and I'm looking at case in point where I said earlier, we have the idea that we need to set aside time for God, and it's beautiful if you can. But imagine now if in a different situation, you don't have time to spend with your loved one. And then they force you to spend time with them by nagging and making it impossible, setting ultimatums. I know that you would agree with me that neither party in that scenario enjoys or values that time. So I want to repeat to you that God created us to be in relationship with him. And thank goodness we don't have to line up to see him in person, because imagine we probably half of us wouldn't see him. There's just too many people. But he sends us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit lives within us, and he's ever present. And God made a promise that he would never leave nor forsake us. And so it's safe to say that he's with us all the time. And so When I spoke earlier about attempting or desiring to obtain or achieve a relationship with him, it's going to look very different for every single person, depending on their situation. The irony, however, is that without relationship, our lives will never be lived to the full, because when we go it alone, we are using our own strength, and that is limited. But through intimacy with God, we are able to tap into his strength, and that is limitless. That is when we start seeing a change in our lives. The more you and I find God in our day, that we know him in our decisions, and even purposefully or intentionally set time aside for him, the more he will direct our steps and free us up so that we are able to look and do the important things. In Proverbs 10 verse 22, it says, "The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it." And so I want to urge you today, try and find him in your everyday life. Try and find him in every task that you do. Know him in your decisions. Just speak to him throughout the day. And you'll see you'll do it more and more, because there's nothing like that peace that you find in that place. And as you go along, I guarantee you, your life is going to free up and it's going to change drastically. Because then he starts taking control, and then it is inevitable that things will work out better. Have an awesome week, and I will speak to you next week.